Christopher Kremer spent a number of years as a journalist, including a stint as a foreign correspondent in Asia for both the ABC and the Sydney Morning Herald. The author of four non-fiction books, including the much-acclaimed Carpet Wars and Inhaling the Mahatma, he has more recently ventured into the world of fiction with his novel The Chase. And much of his own writing has been inspired by his reading. For our off-the-shelf segment of favourite reads, Christopher Kremer describes the books that shaped his craft.
Well, the thing about being a writer is that you tend to be inspired very early in life by big books or small books. Books like War and Peace by Tolstoy, which I adored. It took me about 4 months to read it, I have to say. I remember I was travelling in the Middle East and carting this brick of a book around. But, you know, Tolstoy's capacity to encompass the high politics of the Napoleonic War in Russia at one moment, and then the sort of quirky character of a Pierre running around whilst the city of Moscow burns in the middle of it, a character I actually ended up quite relating to from my experience as a journalist, the confusion of Pierre trying to figure out what's going on. But then also the intimate detail of that Tolstoy has at his fingertips, where I remember there was a little scene where a child climbs down from a wall, and Tolstoy is, you know, he can really describe and make you recognise instantly the way the child's feet kind of feel for purchase on that wall, just to take their weight and let them down onto the ground. There's also a certain mercenary approach if you're a writer, particularly as you go on. So you'll tend to read for what you're writing, and you'll be looking for clues. You'll be vacuuming up, you know, little tweaks that other writers have used, or approaches to writing character, for example, or gender. Because I've written a novel in which a woman plays a large character, Frank Moorhouse's Grand Days was something that it was recommended to me to read by a publisher, because he felt that my drafts of my novel reminded him of Grand Days. And I read it, and it was marvellous because it gave me encouragement. Frank had written a beautiful portrait of a young Australian woman working at the legation of the League of Nations in Geneva in 1919, I think was the year, when they were forming this great international organisation. And he did such a good job of getting inside that woman and kind of exploring both her professional and her personal life, that I was encouraged and inspired by what Moorhouse did in that book. Another book that, again, falls into the category of being inspired because you're trying to do something and seeing how other famous authors have handled it would be E.L. Doctorow's first novel, Welcome to Hard Times. It's kind of reads like a Western set in one of those one-saloon towns, but Doctorow's always working to reinterpret history. And what he's actually doing in that book is writing about the West from the point of view of essentially small businessmen, and showing what a struggle it was for them to survive in the West, which was mainly people trying to make a living, but also had to deal with these hooligans who would, you know, blow into town and blow up the place. And then, of course, the poor old locals would have to start trying to rebuild their towns and start all over again. Why I was particularly impressed by Welcome to Hard Times was I was trying to write in the vernacular of horse riders and stable hands in Sydney in the 1940s, and I was having a hard time until I read Doctorow's way of using the vernacular in his world, and suddenly I just clicked and I found the voice, the Australian voice that I needed to write my novel. Salman Rushdie, of course, with my years of living in India over a period of 8 years, a huge influence. I was such a such a groupie of Midnight's children that when I was in Mumbai once on journalistic business, I zeroed down the area of Mumbai, then Bombay, that Rushdie was writing about, down to the neighbourhood that he grew up in. And I went along, I figured it out, where the house in Midnight's Children must be, because you were able to stand on the balcony and look down on a club called the Breach Candy Club, which has a swimming pool, which Rushdie as a child was not allowed to swim in because he was Indian. And I figured it out, and I ended up knocking on the door, and the householders confirmed that yes, this was the house where the Rushdies lived before they left around the time of partition. And you know, I mean, what a groupie thing to do, but I just couldn't resist. And to connect to the geography of fiction and literature, I think, is one of my great joys.
Hard to imagine Christopher Cremer as a groupie, I must say. Australian author with his favourite books, and his latest book, The Chase, is published by Picador.